CCTA wake-up call for 12-17 and 12-18, 2022. Wake-up call, 12-17, 12-18, 2022.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA wake-up call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. We thank you for tuning in today. We've got a very special event going on here in Eastern North Carolina that we wanted to talk to you about. And we have with us Representative Keith Kidwell.
Good morning.
Keith has been very instrumental in what's going about to happen here, and we'll let him tell you some about that. Well, Keith, go ahead and tell us why we're here.
Well, we're here to talk about the first ever, what we hope to be an annual event of an air combined drone show at the Washington Warren Airport in Washington, North Carolina. It's the kickoff, if you will, or I like to look at it as the ribbon cutting of bringing the drone industry, not just any piece of it, but as much as we can possibly do, to Eastern North Carolina. Everything from the manufacturing, proof of concept, flying, and application of the drone business. We're working with several large companies right now trying to get some leases signed at the airport. And one of those is with us here today, Marcy Eisenberg, for the president of Accelevate, who's been very instrumental in helping us put this program together.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marcy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I did a little research on, you pronounced it Accelevate.
Accelevate, yeah.
Okay.
I think I said that right.
Right.
You did, yes.
And y'all are out of Virginia.
That is correct.
So how did you end up in North Carolina?
So that's a great question, and honestly leads back to Representative Kidwell himself.
Yeah. So about a year ago, I was told that my new district for the NC House would include Dare County, and I was losing Craven, picking up Pamlico, Hyde, and Dare. So I said, well, got to go out and start meeting the people in those counties. So I drove out just about exactly a year ago to the air show in that celebrated first flight in Dare, and meeting all the people, and ran into Marcy and her team. And she told me, well, we're looking for a new airport where we can do some work here in North Carolina. I said, well, tell me what you need. And she kind of started explaining it to me. I said, I've got just a place for you. So convinced Marcy and Accelevate to come down and tour the airport here after we emailed back and forth several times, phone calls, and finally got her down here. And she saw the potential that we have, and there's so much that we didn't realize we had at the initiation of this project. Every day it seems like there's just more and more things that this airport and this area bring to the table that none other in the country do. We've got three bombing ranges within striking distance, if you will, of the airport. We have clear corridors to all the military bases, to D.C., we have an open shot to the ocean without going across any roads or highways, which they like to see that when we're dealing with experimental projects and aircraft. And I could go on and on. There's just so many things that we have to offer. And a big one is we don't flood at this airport. So that's kind of important because people don't like to invest millions of dollars and have it flooded.
Absolutely. So what kind of economic impact is this going to have on the county?
We're very hopeful, and I think very realistic in projecting somewhere about 200 jobs in the next 5 years at a minimum. Beyond that, honestly, Rick, there's no telling. This is really limitless because the future of the world, and we'll talk about this today, Marcy and Andy from Accelevate as well, will be able to give you more ideas on the things that can be done with drones. You know, most people think of drones, they think of two things, toys and military. Well, I found out, which I had no clue, until Marcy and Andy filled me in, there's so much more. They can run down pipelines and find leaks. They can check the electrical towers and wires by flying alongside. They inspect bridges and homes and roofs and all types of things. They can go in behind the line of a fire or a flood line or where there's a tornado bin. They can literally enter a home and search for people within a home. I mean, it's unreal, and there's so much more. So much. They can detect a gas leak. Not do they just fly down the line. They can detect the leak. And you don't have to send people in there, because one of the things I went to, coincidental to this, was a fire department training on how they detect gas leaks. And they're talking about there's some gases that run through pipes in North Carolina. If you smell it, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay if it's a drone. We don't care. You know, but when it's one of our firemen, we're kind of going to get upset about that. And that's the type of thing that drones can take over, so they can make our jobs and our world a much safer place to be. So it's not just toys and military. There's so much more. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. They're limitless. I worked for the government for 32 and a half years. And when I was working in radar shop, we were starting to experiment with infrared thermal imaging to determine overheated components on the circuit boards. New troubleshooting technique at that time. So I got sent to school in Boston to informatics to learn how to run their equipment.
Yep.
And that was very interesting, because they could show you a handprint on the wall that somebody had left there an hour before, you know. And one of the things they did was they would take the trucks and ride, and they could find the hot spots on the transformers on the electrical distribution right. lines. Well, now you can do that with a drone.
Correct.
And in places where you can't take a truck.
You can find weaknesses in metal on bridges. You can find holes in roofs yep. on houses. There's so much more you can do. You can shoot high-res video that the human eye wouldn't even be able to see.
Yep.
So, yeah. So it's just unreal. And we should probably ask Marcy and Andy about all that.
I was going to get
that's their thing.
Yeah. Marcy, it says here that you're the president of Accelevate.
That's what they tell me.
Okay. Well, how'd you get involved?
So we actually got involved with this because we have a background in supporting the national security space for about two decades, and we also, and I have here my better half as well, Andy, who's the vice president and co-founder of Accelevate. Both of us have a background in flying some general aviation as well, and what we kept on finding in our support of the national security space is that the drone technology was not being utilized in the way it could be, and we have too much of a presence and a reliance on foreign-made technologies. So what we have here, we brought along a few props, and I know everybody on the show can't see it, but we'll describe them really quickly. We have a couple of different drones here. One is a Chinese-made technology, and the Chinese-made technology is so well advanced. Over 80% of the market was foreign-made technology at one point. Well, as Americans, we can't rely on this foreign-made technology. So to make a long story short, we need to push forward American innovation, and that required a thoughtful approach. How do we do this? Because drones, to everything we already talked about, they solve complex mission or complex problems across disparate mission sets or problem sets. They save lives. Everything we just said, going in and becoming that force multiplier so that we don't need to put the human in harm's way. And drones can do things that we couldn't do prior to at a fraction of the cost. So why did we create Accelevate? For the ability to push forward American innovation, bring together all of the different stakeholders in the industry, academia, associations, military, government, so everybody can come together with all of their different skill sets, and we can thrive in this game-changing technology.
That's great, because it has been a problem. I know a lot of the police forces and other agencies were deploying Chinese-made drones, and then finally realized, just like with our voting machines, they have their chips, they still have access, they still have control. So if they wanted to shut them down, they'd fall out the sky. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. So
it's very true. And Andy here actually has a background. He's former federal law enforcement himself.
Yeah, that's correct. So I was hearing you guys talk, and the one thing I tell people is one Chinese DJI drone can talk to several, over 20 plus Chinese satellites. So all that video you're taking of your family and yourselves and your house and your cars, and then let's move on over to public safety. 92% of public safety in this country fly Chinese-made drones. All that critical infrastructure, all that video, it's getting parsed through Chinese satellites. Are they looking at the data? Who knows? But I'm certainly not comfortable with it.
No, I'm not either. And I own one, so but I'm not flying it around taking pictures of my family. For. Right.
But it's something I think Americans are keenly becoming aware of, especially with world tensions and all this other stuff. And Excel Elevate's here not to replace the DJI. They make a great platform. They make great technology. We're here to help promote an American alternative and give Americans and public safety and our military an alternative to those Chinese and foreign technologies and help create jobs.
Well, do we have any alternatives, American-made now?
We have an incredible amount of American technologies that are coming online. And as Excelevate, what we represent is helping all of those different technologies. And we're not just talking about the platform that you see flying. It's all the pieces that get you to the point of flying. So let's take a step back for a second. When you think about a car nowadays, how do you get that car driving? It's not just the chassis and the body of it. You have all the sensors and the hardware and the software and the integration of everything so that you can actually drive your car. Same thing here with drones. Drones just that next application. So when you think about a drone, what does it represent? It represents the hardware, the software, the data integration, the visualization, the analysis of all the data, the sensors, and all of those different pieces are really starting to burgeon in an American way. So for Excelevate, we are bringing together all of those different technologies and introducing a lot of those different stakeholders to one another, helping them to test, demonstrate, innovate, hold conferences, symposium, so we can push forward and have those American alternatives. It's increasing more and more every day here, which is very exciting for the American people, but we need to keep on pushing it forward.
Very good news for us too. Okay, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll come back and continue this conversation. Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, we have Representative Keith Kidwell with us today, and Keith has brought with him Marcy Eisenberg, who is president of the Excelevate Corporation Company, and Dwight Condon. Dwight. Dwight Snareballs. We haven't heard from you yet, Dwight. How come you're so silent over there?
That's what a good airboss does until there's an emergency.
Okay. Tell us what an airboss is.
Airboss is not new. Basically, if people don't realize it, it's off an aircraft carrier and how they manage flight ops. So we got the main airboss and a mini boss.
Okay. Well, when I pulled in the parking lot, I didn't see any aircraft carrier. So why do we need
to see my hat and my flag? And you'll know that the airboss is in town tomorrow at the show.
All right. So tomorrow at the show. Now, what show are we talking about?
Well, we're going to have a drone and a fixed-wing air show and an aerobatic show. The first is going to start with the drones. Our company's going to be flying drones, and some guest companies are going to be flying large drones, and then that'll switch over to fixed-wings aircraft and aerobatic shows.
All right. Sounds good. Let's jump back over here to Marcy. So, Marcy, are y'all starting some construction here in the area, or are you moving into existing facilities?
Yes. So that's a great question. With the help of Representative Kidwell here as well, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the modernization fund here for the Washington Warren Airport.
I have heard something like $20 million or...
Yes, that is correct. So I'll answer this question very quickly. Yes, we are moving into existing facilities here on the airport at Washington Warren Airport. But with that said, I think it's important for us to actually have Earl Malpas, the airport director, speak a little bit about the modernization here, because it provides a real understanding of why Beaufort County, Washington, North Carolina, and this airport are the right approach to pushing forward American innovation, especially with the integration of drones and traditional aviation together. So I'd love for Earl to talk a little bit about the modernization.
All right. Earl, take it away.
Well, it's been a long story. Talking with Representative Keith Kidwell probably at least 2 years about it. When I came here I moved down from Alaska 6 years ago. I've been here at the airport a little more than five, and we were trying to find a way to help the airport become self-sustaining. It works as a deficit, which just about every airport in the North Carolina area does as far as the general aviation, the smaller ones. But I think we can fix that. So we were looking at the different areas where we could generate some revenue. If you have an airplane and you wanted to park it in a hangar, there are no hangars available east of I-95. So that's a pent-up demand. There's opportunities for us to have more aircraft coming in, but we needed improvement on the runways, the instrument approaches that aircraft use on poor weather days to be able to land safely at the airport, better lighting systems, so hangars and taxiways, and modernizing the airport to face the 21st century. And so we started finding little opportunities and started adding up the total, and it was a pretty big number. And we started talking with people, building relationships. I met Representative Kidwell. He was serious about helping the community and trying to get jobs here and improve the standard of living. So all of those are things that I'm passionate about as well. But to be honest, I was kind of had my hat in hand and kind of wringing it a little bit, kicking the dirt, trying to figure out how to say that we needed $15 million at the time. And he said, you sure that's enough? He says, the economy's starting to flatten out and start to sink. Back then, this was before COVID, and he says, can you justify increasing that to a $20 million request? That's not something that you're normally asked, but it didn't take too long to answer it, but sure, we could. And here we are now on the 2 years later, 2.5 years later, looking back, and we're finding out that $20 million doesn't buy you what it did 2 years ago.
Right.
There's a lot of long lead times, and costs have driven up. The cost of fuel is obviously increased, and that's just a trickle-down effect. But we've received those $20 million, and looking at it, we see that, like Newbern, for example, they have an airline. So we're not going to compete with them. Pitt Greenville, they've got airlines. We're not going to compete with them, or RDU. So we were looking for a niche of an area aerospace industry that would be a good fit here. We had looked at some drone manufacturing for Department of Defense. They we swung at them, but they just went to other places again because we weren't quite as modern as some other airports. And so we had been looking that direction, and that's when Representative Keith Kidwell had met the Accelevate team and invited them down here. They came down here, and we just basically asked, is there a niche out there in your career, in your field, that you think that we could fill? And they went back to council with their advisors and discussed it, I guess, for 2 or 3 weeks, and then invited us up to Leesburg and Representative Keith Kidwell. Again, we all traveled up there to meet and discuss it and saw their facility, met their crew and their team, and it just has been one step after another. So we're looking forward to not only the modernization of the airport, but bringing different careers and kind of diversifying the trades that we'll be able to offer here. We're working with the community college and state colleges and trying to just bring it all together with workforce development, working with the military, have a bridge opportunities for them to transition from a military career into this new leading edge of aviation, into the next frontier of aviation.
Sounds like you hit the right niche there. And Keith, are you getting any help out of local government, commissioners, things like that? Do you have support?
So at this point, we worked with the city, and we're going to need to expand in the near future. Obviously, the state government's been deeply involved in this. The Speaker of the House has a deep interest in seeing the success, as does the Lieutenant Governor, the Treasurer, Commissioner of Labor, Josh Dobson. I mean, they're all very interested in seeing this succeed. They realize it's not just a Washington or Beaufort County project.
Right.
This is a regional and very likely statewide project over the next several years.
Yes.
So it's going to touch into the federal government. It's going to touch into the county government and the surrounding cities. I mean, everybody's going to have to be involved because it's going to take all of us to make this happen. We're not talking about some small company coming in with 2 and 3 jobs. We're talking with major aerodynamics companies.
Right.
We're going to need kids coming out of school who will have the ability to program software, that will have the ability to run CAD programs, to design things. They're going to have the skill set to build drones. They're going to have the skill set to know what they can and can't do. You know, the STEM Center, which is just across the street from the airport here, that's going to have to expand. You know, our high schools and colleges are going to have to teach more about drones and STEM, which is going to be good for the community as a whole. You know, we're looking at guys, at kids, I guess we'll call them, that are flying drones, getting paid between $100 and $300 an hour to fly a drone because they have a 107 license, I believe
right.
it's called.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about changing careers. I might go get my drone license.
Well, you brought up license now. There are, I'll try to explain a little bit, and you guys jump in if you want to. There is recreational provisions for recreational drone flyers. And the problem is, like with everything else government gets involved in, they've been for a couple of years now working real hard on updating the rules and regulations for that. Now, they've done some positive changes, but there's some others that are coming. If you've already got you a nice drone, you're going to have to upgrade it because you're going to have a remote ID unit put on it. The little strobe on the top, I just put one on mine. I haven't flown it since I put it on there, but I knew I had to have it. So that's for if you're going to do night flying and all. So there are, and a lot of it is good stuff for safety and all. But in my research, I found out that North Carolina has some strictest drone laws there are. Do you think the legislature is going to take a look at what's going on nationally and maybe we could get a little relief from some of that?
Well, I think we're going to have to, quite honestly. And I'm not going to take too deep of a dive here, but I'm interested in deregulating as much as we can in North Carolina. I know we passed some legislation a few years ago that said we have to review all of our laws and regs every so often. I don't see a lot of that happening. That is something I will be very interested in the next 2 years. So everything from the Board of Elections to the drone industry to DOT. One of the things that upsets me is when we have an agency that writes law, basically.
Yeah.
And I think that needs to stop.
Well, I think the way they started federally, they just adopted what was out there for commercial pilots. I mean, you just about had to be a commercial pilot to pass the test to get your 107 that you were talking about.
Yeah. Hey, clearly there's going to need to be some sort of regulation on this stuff, Rick, because, you know, I don't want drones peeping in my windows, neither
right.
do you. You know, I don't want them people flying their drone into my car as I drive down the highway. So we have to have folks that can, you know, operate these responsibly. And I think that that's going to be important. These can, you know, I don't want them flying one into a jet that I happen to be
right.
a passenger on either. So,
well, I understand.
You know, there's
totally
all kinds
the
of issues with that. So,
the safety,
you know, we do need to make sure of that. But again, I'm not a big fan, as you're well aware, I'm not a big fan of government overreach. You know, they're here to help. But when, you know, like Ronald Reagan said, the worst word you can ever hear is I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yep.
You know, so let's keep that to the minimum that we can.
All right. I agree with you. I'm glad to hear you take that stance. Okay. Marcy, as far as time frame, when can we expect to start seeing some major stuff going on in the area?
Well, so that's a great question. Actually, it's going to start today at the Air and Drone Show. So that is happening from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. today at the Washington Warren Airport. And if you want to get free tickets to attend, that you can go get them at flykocw.com. I'll just repeat that one more time for free tickets, flykocw.com. So why do we say today? Because this is the celebration of our strategic partnership with the City of Washington, with the Washington Warren Airport. Everything that you folks are just talking about, that safe integration of drones into the national airspace, that is why we are passionate to be here on the airport, because we are working to be one, literally the first of this entire type of project to actually create policies and procedures so that we can all peacefully coexist together. It's very important that we do that. We have to do everything right, smart, first, so that there is that cultural acceptance and adoption. So today is essentially that grand opening, and from here on out, it's going to expand out. There's going to be, like Representative Kidwell said, everyone from students here learning, being educated, getting skills, military getting a skill bridge program, all the way up to all of those entities we talked about before, industry, government, military, academia, association, coming on site and being able to utilize the facilities here so that we can push forward with the drone technologies, with the skills, and we can actually build out the ecosystem here. And I have a background in economic development, and I also am on several boards, education boards. And what is in Beaufort County is an absolute recipe for success. There is, if anybody comes to the Air and Drone Show today, again, first of its kind, if you come today, you're going to see a whole host of Beaufort County entities that are already doing something with educating the public on how can you be a great part of this community? How can you have a purposeful and prosperous career as part of this burgeoning and emerging technology? So there's a lot of ways that this entire Eastern North Carolina area can really benefit, get an incredible amount of skills, and actually be a part of emerging technology as we're moving forward.
So you're going to have displays with the drones and, you know, manufacturers here or stuff like that?
Yes. So there's going to be displays, there's going to be booths, there's going to be static displays of different aircrafts. We're going to have a whole host of industry booths that are going to be here. Some of them are even going to have some of their drones that they are deploying in a whole host of different use cases. Some of them we've already talked about today. We're also going to have live drone demonstrations. And then in the afternoon, we are switching around the airbox and we are going to have aerobatic champions. So Hubie Tolson, he's a New Bern, North Carolina native.
Yep.
And then Rob Holland, who is actually an Excelevate advisor, but he's also the 11-time current reigning national aerobatic champion, he will be here performing as well. So why does that matter? Because a lot of people often think, why would you have an aerobatic champion a part of your advisory council? You guys are about the drones. It's all about how do we do this all together safe.
Yeah.
When I'm flying,
we all use the same airspace.
That's exactly right. I don't want to be flying and seeing that drone next to me and not knowing where it's going and that it could impact me. So everything we do here is a thoughtful approach to making sure that we're keeping everybody safe as we're pushing forward our technology and boosting American skill sets.
And not just those that are in the airspace, but also those that are on the ground.
Along with what Marcy was saying, it's great having a representative and the legislators behind you willing to fund this, and it's great to have a team that is so connected with other government agencies and the industry that's out there. But what I really appreciate about Accelevate is that we're not trying to work in a vacuum. They're grateful that we got an airport here and an airport authority in a city that's willing to take the time and invest and do the hard work that's going to be coming up forward. But we can't do it without someone like the Division of Aviation, North Carolina Division of Aviation. When we've met and talked with them, they have they are ecstatic about the possibilities for North Carolina. They got a badge of first in flight. They want to maintain that badge.
Right.
And Accelevate is working with not only the Division of Aviation, but also the FAA and what a program called the Beyond program, which is the idea of getting the drones beyond line of sight. So this is a huge team effort, state, nationally, locally. It's a great team effort. It's something that I'm proud to be a part of.
I understand why. We all should be proud of it because we are first in flight. Hats off to you, Keith, for the foresight to see where this technology can take some of the students that are now graduating. It's a whole new field for them.
It is. It's a lot of new opportunity in so many different ways. It's an opportunity for the kids. It's an opportunity for people who are here living here now. It's an opportunity to bring other new people into the area and new industry. And this is, right now, it's the cutting edge. You know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, computer technology was the cutting edge. The laptops started just coming out in their infancy. You know, the desktop computers were just out there. And IBM made the mistake, if we can remember, of saying, who's going to want a computer in their home?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I've seen in the last year, because I was the person who thought military and toys, you know, a year ago. After learning from Accelevate and all the different companies I've been in touch with, there is so much more.
Oh, yeah.
And the best part about this is the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, when they looked at the project, and they've been in touch with us quite a bit on this, if I remember correctly, Earl, and correct me if I'm wrong, they said that the Washington Warren Field would be the tip of the spear in drone industry in the United States. That's pretty awesome.
It is.
I got a different brand. North Carolina is the first in flight. Washington Warren Field is the first in the future of flight.
And it's not just the drone technology.
I like that.
You have to look at all the other technology that goes in. That little strobe light sitting on the top of that drone.
Yep.
That's got to be manufactured. The remote identity modules that are going to have to go in there. There's going to be a whole industry cropping up right now around that because they didn't exist. Now they're having to because of federal regulation.
And what's wonderful about Beaufort County, we have 11 boat manufacturers in Beaufort County. We have some outside of Beaufort County. Here's the beauty. The skill set of building those boats, didn't know this a year ago, but I found out, same skill set that goes into drones. Matter of fact, I'm talking to our boat manufacturers, people like Pete Caldwell at Caldwell Marine. He was ecstatic to hear that we were going to be bringing drones in because the boats want to have drones on them.
Yep.
Okay? They want to be able to deploy a drone, whether it's to just take photos for pleasure.
Pick up groceries.
Whatever it may be. They want to be able to deploy drones. We're also looking at the ability. This is not just air drones we're going to deal with in this facilities. Air, land, and sea. And every agency we talk to says that we are perfectly situated for all of those technologies.
Right.
So I think that's a great segue, if I may, because a little bit quickly about Accelevate and why Washington was the right fit for us. So we have a facility, a destination in Virginia, Leesburg, Virginia. It's an hour within D.C., and we have been working with all the different facets, like I mentioned, of the unmanned systems industry. So again, air, land, and sea, yes, but we're landlocked up there. So as commercial drone pilots, we have really been kind of pigeonholed, that's the wrong word, but really focused from a ground and air perspective up there. The challenge there is all these different facets in the ecosystem They come talk with us because we're technologically agnostic. We're an unmanned systems center of excellence. So we see trends first before everybody because they let their hair down when they come out and they talk about what keeps them up at night, what are their pain points. Fast forward, why does that matter for Beaufort County? Because it literally checked the boxes for everything that the stakeholders were looking for. A place, just like Representative Kidwell started saying, a place that allows for integration of traditional and unmanned technologies, a place to do multi-domain operations, air, land, and sea, a place where there is that political will and support to innovate, a place that's willing, like Earl mentioned, to actually work to integrate in risk minimization practices so we can push forward. So Accelevate as a team here, we're incredibly excited about this opportunity. You're all absolutely right. The technologies you see in drones are the same ones that are in the maritime pieces. They are the same technologies that are in terrestrial drones. And even our air boss here, I'm outing you, Dwight, he also ran a maritime program for a government agency in the past as well. So we are incredibly excited for the opportunity to integrate all of these technologies together. And this area in eastern North Carolina is absolutely the right place with the right amenities, and everybody can participate.
And it sounds like it's going to happen very rapidly. So, folks, get ready. We're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, we're talking with Marcy Eisenberg and Keith Kidwell and several other folks here with Accelevate. We've got the Air Boss, so if you come out to the air show tomorrow, you want to look for him. He's the guy that's going to whoop your butt if you do anything wrong. Because you control all the air around here, right?
Sort of. Everything is very defined in this day and world of regulations. So what I control primarily will be the drone show, which starts in the morning and it goes towards the afternoon. During that time, I'll be in charge of the airspace, along with the airport authority, of course, as in all airports. But primarily we'll control the people and the personal property. So that's the main thing an air boss does, people don't realize, is protecting people and personal property. Everything else after that is organized flights, which don't happen when you get six people in a room with 20 different kinds of drones, yep. Unless you have an air boss.
Right.
Then you have a mess.
It's kind of the same thing as having a range boss at gun range.
You've heard this before, but I treat the airline, the flight line, as a gun range.
Yep.
Anything steps over that line, I'm an authority of that. I control the movement of the batteries to the drones because they're active and they're dangerous when their batteries attach.
I'm glad you brought that up because it is a couple of weeks before Christmas, and there's probably a lot of parents out there that their kids wanted a drone for Christmas. Besides just from the little toys on up to the, let's say you get into the $1,000 range, you're getting into a bigger drone there. Tell them what some of the safety factors are and some of the dangers that they could be putting in their kids' hands.
Yes, when you see the word kids, we're talking, there's only one, even a starter drone for that kind of thing. And it is a small, lightweight drones, and they have, on most boxes, age range for the kids. But further than that, you have to do due diligence. Drones either have prop guards that protect the props or not. All kids and young adults have to have a drone with prop guards. That prevents mostly the prop from hitting any person and doing damage. Also, weight and size. If you get into a drone starting to weigh, a pound or two, they're very dangerous because they go fast and far. So you don't want to get something that's in a size larger than they can control or they can figure out how to use.
All right. And when you're dealing with these cheaper, less expensive, toy drones, the electronics in there aren't all that great. And radio interference from other electronic devices can absolutely cause you to lose control of that drone.
So, that's right. And that's why it's a good idea to go to open field where there's no people, or you have permission to fly from the owner of the property, because drones have a lot of rules. You can't fly them over 400 feet. There's multiple rules describing you can only fly one drone at a time. And you actually have to read the regs and regulations for drones prior to buying them for your kids.
Right. That's absolutely a top-notch recommendation is parents, know what you're doing. Don't just buy your kid a loaded gun and hand it to them. And that's what you would be doing if you don't understand what a drone is all about.
This is Andy from Accelevate. One thing parents can do as well, if you don't know where to turn, you want to get that drone for your children, you can go on to Google the Academy of Model Aeronautics. They've been around for well over 100 years, and the Academy of Model Aeronautics has clubs all around the United States where you and your daughter or your son can join those clubs, and you can go out to that field, and there's probably a 95% chance you're going to meet somebody that has the exact same drone you have. They're going to teach you about it, and they're going to have safety protocols, and they're going to have a big open field for you to fly at. And I can't recommend the Academy of Model Aeronautics for people getting into the drone stuff more.
Good point. Appreciate that. All right. Well, we've talked a lot about the location here and how ideal it is to meet the requirements. One thing we haven't talked about is the infrastructure. Is the infrastructure here to support it, Keith?
So we have, of course, the airfield itself, a very important part when you're talking about drones and aviation. But what we didn't realize is some of the things we were lacking, and one of the biggest ones we found out pretty quickly was the ability to support the internet that's required for drones. So ancillary to bringing the drone business here, we're having to expand internet in Beaufort County. So we're looking at the airport, and for this I'm going to defer over to Earl. He's been in touch with this very closely, but we're going to have to widen our internet footprint. And that is going to be something that's going to help the county, because when we do it here, you got to run that cable across the land, and other people are going to be able to tap into it. So, Earl, you can give them all the details on what we're doing on that.
Well, There are a lot of details involved, and it's really kind of exciting. This is, like Representative Kidwell said, there's you start down this road, you don't realize what you don't know. But we have found that basically there's a high need, an important need to get the internet, or not the internet, but information that the drones collect as they fly around and they're doing the maneuvers and they're testing things like that. They perhaps would go out to the rivers. We're at the convergent of two rivers, heading out to Hyde County and out towards the ocean. They're going out there and they're practicing. They're coming back with a boatload of information. Now, how do they get that information to their wherever they need it? There's got to be basically a big pipe, is the way it was described to me, that they can dump all that information out. The way to do that, when you talk to the industry experts, is we're going to need 100 gigabyte of fiber coming to the airport. And that's not a small feat. And it's to my knowledge, there is no 100 gigabyte of fiber pedestal, if you will, east of I-95. So that's another first for Washington Warren Airport. And when you talk to the experts, they say it's great if you can get one route, but if you can get it coming from two directions, then you got some redundancy. So we're a lot of people are kind of struggling with that. They say, how in the world are you going to do it? But we've got people that are going to bat for us, and we've got pricing, and we're going to be bringing 100 gigabyte of fiber here onto the airport, and that is just going to build the resume of Washington Warren Airport, City of Washington, and Beaufort County.
That's
in a
right.
big way.
Because even other industries would like to tap into that in the surrounding area.
So I was going to add, Earl, thanks for that. You know, general aviation, commercial aviation, and drones are no exception to this, but data is what makes all those things fly in the modern era. And all the stuff that these drones and these operators and to some extent in general aviation, the stuff that appears on the screens is all backed by a database and displaying data properly and effectively. So having that capability here allows for a lot of different and technical operations and enhanced safety.
Yes. Yes. Like I say, that'll be a lot of other industries will want to tap into that capability.
Yeah. And if I can add to that for a second, too, one of the really great features about this airport and bringing in the 100G pipe as well is the 107 acres that the airport has acquired, and it's going to become that industrial aerospace and maritime park. Part of that what we are all recommending is creating the Southern Atlantic Drone Workforce and Data Fusion Center. Yes, it's a mouthful, but the whole point behind it is, like we said, boosting the skill sets. We already talked about that, but then to Andy's point about the data, how do we get all of that data together? How do we get the data off of the birds? How do we analyze it and disseminate it and get it to where it needs to go? These are all problems that we have in every other discipline. So by having this Southern Atlantic Drone Workforce and Data Fusion Center, now we're attacking the problem in the most cutting-edge way that we can also apply to other technologies. And the point to make there is the drone itself is just the next platform in emerging technology. Andy likes to equate the drone to a flying cell phone. So every time we talk with other people in providing cultural awareness around drones, what we end up realizing is so many people in different areas and skill sets, whether they're doing welding or they're cybersecurity or they're software engineers or they're the military or they're in education and they're videography, cinematography. When we start saying that you can use drones in your industry or you can create the cybersecurity technology to support the drones, now you start seeing everybody's eyes light up and they realize I can actually play in this industry. Yeah. I can create a unique discriminator for myself. And I can be a part of emerging technology. So there's a real opportunity far beyond what people originally think when they just look at a drone platform.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Keith, I saw a building across the street, a STEM center over there.
There is a STEM center there. That was
I can
started.
See that expanding.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the plan. As we've already spoken to Al Powell, who started that center, and he has been looking to get into a larger building already. And the good news is we're going to have to go far beyond what was ever his wildest dream, because we're going to need that STEM center to support what's going to happen in Beaufort County. We're also going to need the high schools and Beaufort Community College, Martin Community, Pamlico, all of them, yep. Raven. We've already spoken with most of the presidents of the colleges. We've spoken with ECU, UNC, Duke. They're all aware of what we're doing. They're all excited. They're all looking at how can they modify their programs to accommodate what we're going to do here, because that's going to be necessary. If we're going to be successful, it's going to require everybody from our elementary schools to our colleges and universities, the governments at all levels, from the county, the city, the state, all to participate in this. The best part about it, the payoff is going to be immense.
It is. It is. Like you said, limitless.
There's a lot tied to that 107 acres that Marcy was mentioning, that, like you said, it was an industrial business park. There's interest already, some of the things that I haven't even been able to share with Representative Kidwell of other businesses wanting to come here. The one business is 100 jobs, is what they've told us. But the problem is that they want the high-speed internet. Andy's talked with some agencies. They asked about the airport, and they listed. They were asking, what about this? Andy answered it. They said, good. So what about this? He answered it. They said, good. They said, what about the internet? He said, well, they're working on it. And they just kind of rolled their eyes and said, these airports, we need that broadband. And so it's going to be critical. And Representative Kidwell, he's telling me what he needs. We're trying to give him the ammo that he needs to go up to Raleigh. Because it's not just the airport here. It's not even just the airport and Excelevate. But like you mentioned, the STEM center, and the entire county. And then when you start talking about some of the other industry coming here, you're discussing regions. Today, on site, we have micro weather systems group that's here, and they're going to be putting out sensors that'll be pointed to the sky, and they're checking for winds and turbulence and cloud layers and stuff. It's going to be a lot more accurate weather. We're purchasing equipment to modernize our airport that, and we're talking about drones here, that detects the drones up to 2, 3, 4 miles away. So a lot of pilots, whenever, and this is going to be important, when pilots think about, I'm going to go to an airport and, oh, great, there's drones there. That's not a good thing for pilots as a general rule. But what we want the pilots to know about is there's not another airport in North Carolina that has the drone detection system that we're going to have. What does that mean? That means the safest airport that you can go to is going to be Washington Warren Airport. And we've got a drone boss who thinks of airspace like a Marine sergeant does, a firing range. So we're going to be a protective airport. We're going to do it professional. We're going to do it safe. And we're going to be able to scale it and repeat it on a higher scale. We're going to be looked at by a lot of people, not only in the state of North Carolina, but nationwide as an example. We're going to be the benchmark for how airports can grow in the future.
That's great. And we're talking about the industry, which is great, but how about the consumer? Are there going to be any training facilities to teach some of this stuff here?
So the quick answer is yes. And that's where the Interbank STEM Center comes in play. They are going to be a integral part of what we're doing here. We have strategic partnerships now with, like we said, the City of Washington, the airport. We plan to do that with the Interbank STEM Center, with Beaufort County Community College, and beyond. So Accelevate ourselves, we have training programs, but we build the training programs in areas where no one else has. So we don't want to step on anybody else's toes. We want to augment and fill in the gaps that are in the industry. So, for example, we have something called a drone immersion course. And if anybody is interested, we're happy to provide you with this drone immersion course. And long story short, it's a two-hour course that gives you the down and dirty on all that safety Dwight started talking about, and then how can you actually get involved and be safe. And then you can actually try to fly a drone as well. So there's a lot of opportunity here.
Well, it sounds like y'all have covered pretty much every base, and I'm looking forward to returning here. It was good to meet you guys. I thank you for your time. Representative Kidwell, thanks for being such an integral part of this program, because it sounds like you really led the way.
Amen.
Truly a visionary.
Yeah. Yeah,
Rick, I keep telling people, I'm in Raleigh doing what you sent me to do.
Well, we thank you for all you do. This is CCTA Wake Up Call. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're here every Saturday and Sunday, and the show's archived at cctaxpayers.com, so come check us out.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.